Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. Of course, I am, like every week, Paul Blair. This is Dan Fisher.
Well, I keep hoping you'll change, but anyway.
Together, we bring you this broadcast. Together, we lead this congregation in the community of Edmond, a suburb of Oklahoma City. And, of course, we do our Liberty Pastors training camps. We do these podcasts for everybody. Everybody can enjoy them. But one of the things in particular, we want our pastors that have graduated from our camps to be able to tune in, as we will do our best to, with a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
But we address some pretty important and serious topics.
We do.
But we try to bring a biblical perspective to current cultural events. And, you know, Dan, we were talking earlier. You said that you continue to watch just about every Monday night football game.
Yeah.
You know, even
I boycotted them like a year ago when they were all
I'm with you.
Flipping off the flag and all that kind of stuff.
You know, what's interesting is that I really don't watch all the games anymore. Of course, I love football.
Now everybody remember, this guy played pro football for 5 years and then was in college.
A lot of my life.
And you were actually a great player.
Thank you. But, you know, last night was a game that I couldn't wait to watch.
By the way, when you were playing, I was so young, I can't remember.
your little rattler and your binky in your mouth. Josh Allen and the Buffalo, two playoff teams. By the way, the Bengals last year were in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Josh Allen and the Bills were probably the odds-on favorite from the AFC to be in the Super Bowl this year. Both these teams coming down between these two and Kansas City. One of those three will probably be the AFC representative in the Super Bowl. But, of course, two superstar quarterbacks, Josh Allen with the Bills, Joe Burrow with the Bengals. These guys had never faced each other before. So this was a huge game. I was excited all day long, looking forward to it.
And they have a great record. It's going to really decide some stuff.
Last night, Monday night, was when we recorded this, so this being broadcast a little bit later in the week, but we're recording this on Tuesday, the day after the Monday night football game. We all witnessed something that none of us had ever seen before. I'd played a lot of years of football. I've been knocked out in games. I've seen people knocked out in games. I saw Wilbur Marshall hit a quarterback from the Detroit Lions back in 1986, hit him so hard I thought he'd killed him. Back in the day when it was fair, just took his head off. I mean, he hit the field and just bounced, his head bounced, didn't move. But all it was a concussion.
Yeah.
I've never seen the reaction that I saw last night with this second-year defensive back for the Bills, named DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah.
He went to make a tackle, took a shot to the chest, but, you know, our shoulder pads do cover our chest.
Plus, it wasn't a massive hit.
It wasn't one of those shots that made you go, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we used to call those slobber knocks.
Yeah, it
wasn't any of that stuff.
Made the tackle. Everything was routine. He got up from the play, was standing there, took a step backwards, and then all of a sudden just – like a tree chopped down in the forest.
Yeah, just bang.
Onto his back.
Yeah.
And, of course, immediately they could tell that this was beyond a normal injury. They had the ambulance out. They were pumping his chest, doing CPR.
For 9 minutes.
I've never seen CPR performed on a football field before.
Yeah.
I've seen all sorts of things from checking your knee, checking sprains, checking torn ligaments, checking broken bones, obviously dealing with concussions.
Yeah.
I've seen guys have their face masks cut off from their helmets because they're worried about spinal injury. I've never seen CPR on a football field before, whether it's a game that I was in or watched until last night.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen an ambulance on the field. I've seen an ambulance on the sidelines, but never out in the middle of the field.
They'll usually bring a cart
out, and if
you've got a bum wheel and you can't walk off yourself, put you on the cart. Never have I seen an ambulance.
Yeah. No, I don't think I have either.
Now, what does that tell you? Of course, we saw nonstop media, even ESPN, even Fox News.
Yeah.
Giving the company line narrative that he just took a hard shot to the chest. And by the way, as I said, we're recording this on Tuesday.
Yeah, we don't
really
know.
By the time you all are watching this podcast, some more information, we are always trust but verify. If there's something that comes out that's trustworthy, I can't wait to see it.
No, sure.
But I've never seen anybody take a hit to the chest that gave the results that we saw last night. But that being said, what's different about this football season and other seasons?
Well, there's a lot different, Paul, and there's a whole lot different in the whole athletic world.
Yep.
Normally, between 60 to 70 athletes just kind of drop dead on average per year. you know, just from
out of a country of 325 yeah. million, or is this worldwide?
Yeah, I think this is just here.
325 yeah. million people.
Yeah, so now maybe it's worldwide. I don't know what number, but anyway, it's an average number of about 60 to 70. Yeah. And these are athletes that are typically young mm-hmm. and in the best of health, yep. but something goes haywire, yep. arrhythmia, something. Since 2021 and the vaccine started, we've had over 1,600. In fact, one number I heard was well over 1,700 athletes just drop dead. Now, the average is somewhere between 60 and 70 per year, and we've had somewhere near or over 1,700.
Mm-hmm.
Something is really,
something
really up.
Doesn't add up.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, what do you think it is? What do I think it is?
My opinion, I have no facts to base this on. However, I do have eyes and I do read, and I know that there is a significant number of doctors that have tried to actually practice medicine that have questioned all that's gone on the last couple of years. And what's amazing is these doctors that had been well-respected leaders in their field that were immediately, they would lose their jobs or blackballed if they didn't stand with the company party line. There's a lot of stuff that's made me question. However, I personally think this is the sudden death syndrome that's been tied to this mRNA experimental process on all of humanity.
And you know, Paul, in the whole science world, in the scientific community, they want dissent. Mm-hmm. All through the years, the whole deal about science is to debate back and forth, and science changes because some things we thought were true end up not being mm-hmm. true. So you normally want dissent. But over the last two and a half years, dissent was not allowed. And because of that, it's raised great suspicions. And then on top of it, like you said, we have eyes mm-hmm. and we see things happening, like rather than 60 to 70 athletes per year dropping dead, it's 1,700 or more. Now, these are people in the best of health, and those numbers are astronomically high. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Steve Kirsch the other day,
mm-hmm.
and Steve Kirsch is on the documentary Died Suddenly. Mm-hmm. I know mm-hmm. you've seen it. We mm-hmm. showed it here at our church. And some people may say, well, I don't know, buy all of that. Well, you know, I don't know. Steve Kirsch has a pretty good reputation. He's an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. Been very, very successful. He's a brilliant guy. Mm-hmm. And he started finding out about all of these people just dropping dead. So because he has the wealth to do it, he just started doing his own investigation and now has become kind of an authority on this whole sudden death syndrome. And listen to this number that he gives. He says last year, the number one cause of death, 65 and younger. So these are younger yeah. people mm-hmm. that had been vaxxed, was sudden death syndrome. The number one cause of death. Not the number 10th mm-hmm. or 100th or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so my question would be, when are we going to start saying, wait, something is not right? And I think what we saw last night in the football game could very well be mm-hmm. this whole vax thing, because I understand that the Bills are totally vaxxed, right?
I think, Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, normally somebody I wouldn't be very fond of. He's one of the very few that were outspoken.
Yeah, some of them recognized. May not have said anything.
So I don't know what the percentage is, but obviously there was significant pressure, just like there has been on everybody in the country.
Yeah.
All sorts of extortion, threats,
oh, sure.
loss of job,
lose
whatever.
Your job, the whole thing.
You know, and
dishonorably discharged.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Although we're winning a lot of those in the courts now.
When we are right.
No, of course we
we're
are.
We're on the side of right in all this. It's simply the tyranny that's finally being brought down with there's some vestige of truth, very small, in our courts.
Yeah.
That are standing up and repudiating that which we know all along has been illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But the significant majority of these NFL players have been forced to take this. And again, I don't want to call it a vaccine because it's not.
Well, it's not.
It's an experimental mRNA jab. You're messing with human beings in a way that they've never been messed with before, and they have no idea where this is going to end.
Well, I heard a while ago a teaser on a talk show program, a major publication, and I can't remember who it is. It's somebody like the New York Times or something, have a new kind of blockbuster study out that proves that it's not a vaccine. They're actually beginning to admit This is not a vaccine. Whatever it is, it's not that, because obviously booster after booster, well, vaccines don't need boosters.
Yeah, that's
right. And people, the highest death rate now is among the vaxxed community.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, one of the things we saw last night that that really bothered me, of course, we know that the parent company for ESPN is not exactly conservative champions.
No.
We think that Fox News is a conservative network. Reality is,
they're
probably
not.
Half of the people on Fox News are just saying what we want to hear, and they're pandering.
It makes money.
Exactly. It makes money.
It makes money for them.
But all of these, nobody had the courage to stand up and actually talk about the elephant in the room, which is this.
No, because they're all afraid of losing their job.
Everybody in our side, in our world, is thinking that. But nobody with Fox or the ESPN, certainly not CNN, MSNBC, dare raise the question.
No, and it's the same way in the medical field. Mm-hmm. You know, most doctors have just kind of knuckled under because they're afraid that they'll lose their license, or they'll lose their insurance, or they'll lose government subsidization for, Medicare, Medicaid patients. And they're so afraid of that they just go ahead and bite their lip. Because if there's any community that ought to know that there's a problem, it's the medical community. And notice they're the ones who are still pushing masks.
Right.
And they know. These doctors and nurses know that a mask is not going to keep you from getting a virus. If anybody ought to know that, it's them.
Yeah.
A few doctors, though, like Dr. Robert Malone, who helped to develop the mRNA thing, and then Dr. McCullough and a few others, but many of them have lost jobs. Yeah. They've been threatened.
I think all of them, Dan. You know, I was talking with Lee Merritt the other day. You know, Lee
she lost
about our age. Yeah. Lee lost her job.
That's right.
After all these years.
And she was a surgeon.
After all these years, with an impeccable reputation, she lost her job because she dared question the medical establishment.
Yeah. So something's up. We all know it. So we kind of saw it. And, of course, it's really, really sad. And if the guy had some other problem, obviously, we don't know why he collapsed like that. And so, you know. But here's, can I shift, though, and say something
please.
That really got under my skin last night?
What was that?
Obviously, we care for him and for his family.
Oh,
we want the best for him. We'd want to pray for him.
Absolutely. And
but
we
doesn't it just really rip you that one of the communities that's been so against prayer and conservatism and saluting the flag, the minute one of theirs falls, immediately drop to their knees, they start praying, they become these great believers, when just, what, a couple of years ago, they were booing Tim Tebow and asking the NFL to make him quit praying on the sideline.
Right.
Not out in the middle of the field.
Right.
The hypocrisy last night just made me want to erp.
I understand. And by the way, obviously, one of the first things we did, I mean, Cindy and I, we literally stop to pray for this young man within a couple
of
minutes. So genuine prayer is one thing.
No, of course. I'm not suggesting.
I understand. But it's the hypocrisy.
Oh,
talking about.
Because this is the very crowd
they
that
mocked,
laugh at Christians.
Mocked Tim Tebow.
Oh, yeah.
Make fun of Christians and Christianity routinely.
No place for prayer here.
Then
don't shove
night,
your religion on me.
Exactly. Everybody was championing.
Oh.
And if this was the incident that caused them to genuinely
that'd be
a
great.
Change of heart, wonderful. But you know it's not.
Well, no. You know, you've got Troy Aikman and Joe Buck
who
are calling the game. Yep. Those two are libtards, and they're against anything that we believe. You know, they were bragging about how when Biden and Harris were elected, they weren't elected yet, but when they are, we're not going to have these flyovers wasting all this money when the stupid idiots don't realize that that's part of those pilots' training.
Right.
And the Air Force had to tell them, hey, guys, that didn't cost extra. This is part of their training. Notice they're still flyovers and they're not saying anything. I mean, here's these guys. Now, all of a sudden, they start talking about praying and asking God. The hypocrisy of this culture is driving me crazy.
Well, when you have forsaken a fear of God, and when you have forsaken a love and an insistence on the truth, then you get tyranny, and you get some of the greatest atrocities that have happened in human history, and we're on the doorstep here in the United States of America.
Yeah, and you get this jelly mm-hmm. faith that's really just nonsense. I mean, mm-hmm. you've got celebrities that are supposed to be Christians that are just flipping like crazy. I was just mm-hmm. reading again another yep. article today about Amy Grant,
who
has been known for years as one of the best known Christian singers in America. Now, we all know that not all of them are everything they mm-hmm. present themselves to be. But she's promoting now same-sex marriage, and she says straight or gay, doesn't matter. What? Okay, forget about hate and all that kind of stuff. Does it matter?
Yeah, I think so.
God says it does.
Kind of important.
I was really proud of Franklin Graham. You know, Franklin came out and says, well, God says it matters. God says there's something called sin.
Mm-hmm.
But we live in an age where prayer is off until I need God, and then I'm going to pull out the spare tire and pray.
Use it now when it's convenient.
That's exactly right. And so it just, that whole thing last night, I mean, it was tragic mm-hmm. on one hand, obviously. And I think we may have witnessed another one of these people. You know, when we watched that died suddenly, these people are just standing there and they just fall.
Then all of a sudden, yeah.
Yeah, they fall at the subway and fall in between the train and the platform and all this. But then we saw the hypocrisy of, let's pray.
It certainly had the appearance of being another case.
It sure did.
Of the died suddenly, as we're familiar with. So just a couple things I think we can draw here. It's time. We're out of time today. We as pastors and we as Christians have to be zealous guardians of truth.
Yeah, we do.
And of course, truth with a capital T is the Lord Jesus.
Yep.
And truth with capital T and small t is the truth.
It's all God's.
That God has given to exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, his word
Thus
is truth.
Saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. It's exactly right.
Yeah.
And we have got to learn to be critical thinkers. Whenever everybody is coming out singing the same song, doesn't matter whether you're on CNN or Fox News or MSN or whatever, they're telling you the same thing, then it's probably a good time to stop for a moment and start
thinking
through what they're trying to tell you.
Yeah. Well, 2 + 2 = 4. And it's not because I believe that. It's because it is. It happens to be true. And I believe that's what God designed into the universe, his truth. And we've got to be guardians of the truth. But that also means that we must defend the truth. And you can't do that if you won't speak out for it.
Absolutely. Obviously, this young man is young enough to be my son or yours.
It's a heartbreak.
But he is an NFL player. I was an NFL player. Our hearts do break for the Hamlin family.
Of course.
And we are actually, by the way, as pastors and in a church, we actually do pray daily multiple times throughout the course of the day. So we have been and are praying for this Damar Hamlin, I think is how his name's pronounced.
Yep.
I hope that you will join us in prayer for his healing and also for the healing of our country.
Well, my wife said something last night. She's normally far more spiritually minded than I am, which doesn't surprise anybody that knows me. She said, Dan, maybe God will use this moment to shed some light and truth into some people. So, maybe God will use this because, like you said a while ago, this is one of the most watched ball games of the year because it was so important.
Yep.
And so there were a lot of people watching.
Can't ignore this one. They'll try to get us off the scent of the trail, but you can't ignore what happened.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to be with you all for another edition of Riding the Storm Out. Of course, we've all gotten back from the holidays. We've gotten into some serious things. Sad to have to deal with such a serious subject.
Yeah,
quite frankly, every week we're being faced with some serious
subject. We are.
But it's good to be back in the saddle with you, and it's good to have you all with us here. We look forward to being with you next week for another edition of Riding the Storm Out. Until then.
Yeah, God bless you, and God prosper the cause.
Amen. Well, hello to all of you Liberty pastors out there. This is Paul Blair. My good friend and co-pastor Dan Fisher is on the road this week, but I wanted to give you an update about an agreement we recently reached with Patriot Mobile. You know, the left has for a long time weaponized their money and used it against Christians and against Christian values. However, we haven't done the same. Well, the reality is we need to. We need to stop funding groups that hate Christians and hate Christianity and Christian values. And we need to start weaponizing our money against the godless agenda. One way we can do that is to quit supporting groups like AT&T and Verizon. a great organization out there that I've been using personally now for over 6 months is Patriot Mobile. I wanted to use it myself to make sure it was good before I recommended it to anybody else. And let me tell you, I've had AT&T, I've had Verizon, and now I am a Patriot Mobile customer. And all the companies use the same cell towers. The reality is the service you're going to get is about the same across the board. However, I sleep better at night knowing that I'm not funding my enemy. Patriot Mobile is owned by born-again believers, and they support patriotic ideas, and they support biblical ideas and our value system, one of which they've substantially donated to their pro-life efforts in the state of Texas and in other states. So let me recommend to you, switch to Patriot Mobile. You can go to the website, patriotmobile.com/libertypastors, and you'll come to our landing page. It looks something like this, and you'll be able to find out all the information there, and you can find a rate plan that suits you. So, get great service, have a better price than what you're already paying, and you'll be supporting a business that loves the Lord and loves America. Well, that checks all the boxes that I want to check. I hope they check your boxes as well. So go to patriotmobile.com/libertypastors and get signed up. Get your family signed up. Recommend it to your church family and get them signed up as well. And let's all support the cause, receive better product, better price, and support biblical values. So thanks for your time. God bless you, and we look forward to being with you for our next update on Liberty Pastors.